I tend to analyze music videos. Like, I tend to, like, look into the details. But this one was just like, you know what? There's a donkey. I don't care if it's there. Hoshi, maybe Hoshi was the donkey. God, yes. Go. There's a, there are ants carrying things. There's an ant by the mic. Go. There's a mic in space. Go. Let's have fun. Yeah. And then, pagdating ng part na nasa bridge sila, yung nag-switch to nighttime, I started bawling.
Annyeong!
We know why you're here.
If you're like us,
K-pop obsessed and K-drama addicted.
Completely in love with all things Hallyu.
At naghahanap ka ng kausap at karamay.
One to Sarang is here for you.
Subscribe to our weekly conversations on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube.
And make sure to like our episodes and rate them.
Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And join our community of Hallyu lovers.
Kapag kasama kami, hindi ka nag-iisa.
Let's all share
the Hallyu love. One, two, sarang!
Hey! Annyeong, this is Monica.
What's up, everyone? This is Trancy.
Hello, this is Pia, and welcome to another episode of One, Two, Sarang. Yay! Hey! Music, God of music. As you can already tell, well, first, this is a very special episode. Bakit kami naglabas ng episode on a Friday? Kasi ganito namin sila kamahal. Pagod na mga katawang tao namin this week, okay? As in, like, intense na siya, pero mas kinakaya ng love namin sa 17 ang mga pagod na ito. Kamusta ang mga linggo ninyo considering, like, the comeback on top of everything else?
Side. May linggo ba? Time has passed so
nakakalimutan
fast.
Ko na nga. Oo.
Nakakalimutan ko na lang huminga eh. Pero nung lumabas yung, nung nirelease nila yung ano, yung album nila, nakahinga ako ulit.
Ikaw mon?
Wala. Ito, nakakalimutan pa rin yung ano, days of the week. Like, oh my God. Mag-weekend na pala. Pero ang hindi ko makakalimutan is ang pagmamahal.
Aww, yun ang number one.
Susundan ko dapat, but mamaya na lang. Kasi ay, I'm sure anako. Madaming ano, maraming gushing-gushing na mangyari mamaya.
Gushing-gush.
Correct.
Gushing-gushing.
Napakadami nating ilalabas. And alam nyo naman, whenever we talk about 17, kaming tatlo, talagang dire-dire-dire-diretso yan. But for today, since it's a very, very special episode, like we said, naglabas kami ngayong Friday para sa inyo o para sa amin, di namin sure. Pero dahil sa madami naming pagmamahal, magdadala pa kami ng somebody who would add to that love. Kaya sobrang exciting. Because for this episode, we actually have, ito ah, makita nyo kung gano'ng ka-diverse ang fandom ng 17 at kung paano ba tong mga carrots na to. Kasing diverse din ng 17 kasi isa siyang yoga and movement teacher and an event producer. And on top of that, she's also an executive producer for 2 team tours. O, diba naman? Sinasabi naman, lahat kinakaya. O, diba? Okay. Ang carrots din, lahat kinakaya. Join me in welcoming our guest for this episode, Mara! Hi, Mara!
Hi, Mara!
Hi, Mara! Welcome! Hello!
Panggawayo!
We also forgot to mention what a fantastic dancer this person
of course.
Is.
Oo nga kasi sinabi lang natin yoga and movement. Bakit natin nakalimutan ang kanyang CADS history? Wow!
Na, if you history think about talaga.
History. Ibig sabihin, ang tagal na natin magkakilala, guys. Our paths crossed like a long, long time ago. I mean, imagine. So, ang background is dati, yung orgs namin, nasa isang same room.
Correct!
Sagalian! So, palagi kami nakikita. At si Mara, hindi ko talaga makakalimutan, palagi yung sumasayaw sa gitna. Alam mo yun? Kung kami yung may ingay, si Mara yung sumasayaw.
So, ang sabi fun ng TikTok.
Correct.
Oo nga.
Sa isang Mara Andres. Uh-huh. Super thank you for saying yes
thank
to this.
Thank you also. Super. Kinilig ako nung nag-message sa akin si Mon na parang, can you be, ano, can you guess? Oh my God. Such an honor. And yun nga, parang because I'm here to support friends who are now carrots also. As in, every time we drop an episode, kasi pinapakinggan ko yan. Since malayo yung bahay ko, mahaba lagi yung drive ko. Oh. So, di ba? Parang sige, ano ba yung pwedeng, ano, parang kumari may kausap ako sa car. Yay! Opa, punta sarang. Yan.
O, di ba? Parang dalian base lang.
Correct.
Correct.
Well, before we get into that, I mentioned a lot of the things that you do, kasi napakahalaga nito sa aming tatlo, I guess, lalo na sa akin, kasi mahilig akong mangharang. So, sino ang bias mo? Kasi dito nakasalalay kung kasali ka ba talaga sa episode or not.
So, may okay. Talk na lang namin.
Oo nga eh. No. Sige, thanks for coming.
Leave room, pero, gano'n.
Wala leave room. As in, kick out talaga. But I'm a Joshu-shu-shu. So, I'm Joshua biased. And then, minsan, how? Actually, hindi ko alam kung double biased na ako. But, Shua how? I'm a Shua how girl. Yeah. So safe. I think I can stay.
Oo, pwede
I
naman.
Okay. I think may tanong ako sa'yo, parang sana ba dalawa ang puso mo?
Sana ano siya, sa dami-dami na sinastan ko na group, sana hindi na siya dalawa.
Marami.
Sobrang dami.
Correct. Kanya mag-multiply by itself. Kung may bagong pumasok. Diba?
But you know, love is infinite, so...
Correct!
Yeah. That's true.
Oh, yan din yung natutunan ko on Standing 17. Dati parang BTS. Hala, pito ang dami. Tapos biglang, hala, 13. Oh, kaya natin yan. Ganyan.
Oh, diba? Tapos dagdag ka pa. Ayaw, nag-NCT din ako.
Oh my God! As dami! Parang...
Ang dami, parang lots of big groups, girl.
But of course, there's also big congratulations in the works kasi, well, yung group ni Mara, which is called Two Teen Tours nga. I'm sure ang dami sa mga fans narinig nyo na yan, especially when it's concert season, dahil alam natin ang stress ng mga pagpunta at pag-alis sa mga concert. And there's this huge event happening this December, naiiyak na ako pag iniisip ko yung lineup, and that is AAA. At sino na nga ba ang napiling official logistics partner of AAA 2023 kundi Two Teen Tours? Congratulations! Yeah,
thank you!
It's so
thank
exciting!
So
sobrang exciting. Can you tell us a little bit about it para din, I'm sure madami sa listeners natin, gustong manood and syempre they would want to avail of your service.
Yeah, so basically, Two Teen Tours, so we'd like to think that we are innovating the entertainment tourism in the Philippines, which is why we're doing this. Na parang we're more than just a shuttle service. We're more than just your typical logistical service. What we do is to not just make the experience of the fans like safe going to the arena and coming back, but also imbibe the culture of K-pop in the Philippines. And actually for AAA, we did a kind of like a rebrand thing na instead of Two Teen Tours, kasi Two Teen came from 17, eh. It's an inside joke, diba?
Yeah.
So we were like, okay, since because this is it's a multi-event,
bigger thing, yeah.
And it's also an awards show, we have a sister company, I guess. Oh, diba? May pa-sister company.
Wow!
Na
love it!
K-boy ka na ba, girl?
Yeah, diba?
Nakamakwire ka na ng hype.
baka naman. But like, so we're called yung the limb, I guess, na yung kasi yung partnering with Pulp is Try Them Tours. So what do you call this? So for AAA, we are basically bringing over the services that we have from Two Teen Tours, but on a more premier level. So, you know, it's still the same experience. I can't spoil much yet. May pag-ganun na ako, no? May pa-spoiler na ako. So, but basically, we're just elevating the services that we usually offer for AAA because of the prestige then that the award show brings. Yun. It's very different from the K-pop concert. But aside from that naman, like, Two Teen Tours is still around. So, kumbaga, Two Teen Tours is the dongseng Ganyan. Yung ano, early 20s. Tapos si, ano, si Tridem Tour.
Si Tridem.
The tita. Oo, si Tridem yung tita. Yeah.
The eldest daughter. So,
the eldest daughter of an Asian household who wants to make sure that everything is good, everything is perfect. And, you know, we really make sure that, you know, we treat our passengers as, like, they're very, very valuable to us. Kasi parang it's always like, what, cause, and all of this started because, okay, parang I'm a concert goer. All of us are concert goers. And, you know, how can we make this the best experience for us? And then we just decided, fun fact, we started because of 17. No, we wanted, like, we wanted to go to Bulacan, and then we were seeing a lot of younger carrots na parang, hey, how do I get there? Or parang, I won't buy because it's too far, ganyan. So my business partner and I, Miel, we started it na. And then the team grew and grew. And yeah, now we are partnering with Pulp for AAA.
Exciting.
So, love it.
Love it.
For those na parang since meron ka pang details na hindi pwedeng i-spoil, i-drop mo na kung saan ka ba nila pwedeng i-follow para alam nila kung ano ba yung titignan nila for the announcements.
Sure. Sige. So for, well, Two Teen Tours is still Two Teen Tours. And then for Tridem Tours, it's Tridem. So that's still three T's. So T-T-T-R-I-D-E-M Tours. So we're still keeping the T-T-T there.
Correct. Yeah. The 17 part of it all.
Uh-oh.
You have
so that's on Twitter?
Yeah, we're on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, Instagram. Mm. So there. Yan. So follow us.
Ayan. Paki-follow na now na okay. Para hindi kayo ma-stress.
Yeah, guys.
Follow, December follow, pa naman yun.
And malapit
imagine,
na.
Oh my God. Premier services. So ibig sabihin, diba na may food kayo sa tours nyo?
Yeah.
So ngayon, buffet?
Oo, ganyan.
Partner sila with Vikings.
Yeah. I can't spoil yet. Baka ma-charge ako ng hika nga ni Woozy, 300 million won daw. Ganun.
Correct.
Pero,
yeah, tayo maging hoshi tonight.
Oo, I cannot.
Baka you have other projects as well that you can share. Kasi with YouTubers.
Yes, yes, definitely. So we already started announcing sa 2Teen Tours because we're doing 17. We're doing, and we call, kasi we name our events parang based on like the tour, we call it Heaventeen. So that's still always, like everything is with three T's. So, tapos yung pag-shortcut nun, HVT, o diba? So that,
I
and then we are also still open for bookings for Coldplay, for MOTS. And then, yeah, that's it. For now. For now na muna. Pwede ka man nyo. Like, wait lang. with the preps. But, siguro for our listeners also, we launched a survey on the 2Teen Tours site and we might be launching soon. Baka for AAA. Like, we're doing a survey for terminals, no? Kasi, we have a set list of terminals kasi in Metro Manila, Calabar Zone, and Central Luzon. But if there are areas not mentioned in those at all, like in our list of terminals, they can answer the survey, and then pag marami kayo, then we can actually consider opening a terminal there so that we can serve more of you. So yon.
That's great.
I love it.
So, okay, answer na po ang survey na yan. Nung nabanggit ni Mara na nag-open na sila for 17, medyo na-stress ako ng slight. Pero sige, ayoko munang puntahan yung stress of the concert ticketing. Meron pa tayong time. But again, this week is huge for us, Carrots. Kasi nga, eto na yung spinel ni Song Chol na dalawa ang comeback nila this year. And alam nyo, ang galing natin. Bakit yung mga napag-uusapan natin dito sa podcast, nagkakatotoo? Wala lang. Okay. Yung sinabi, diba?
Ano ba sinabi natin?
Yung sinabi ni Trency na parang the next step after ng super, dapat naman outer space.
Oh. At totoo.
Ano nangyari? Nagkatotoo.
Uh-huh.
Ang sabi ng Mike. Akala natin si Woozy papadala. Pero parang sabi ni Woozy, Mike na lang.
Correct. Oo. May essence so, naman daw niya. Mike pala niya yun.
Busy siya.
So, may DNA siya dun.
Oh, pinadala niya. But okay. But this comeback, of course, everybody was so excited. Pero isa-isahin natin lahat ng steps. Kasi isa sa mga pinakabubog, especially ni Monica, kapag dating sa mga comeback, are the teasers. Kasi alam naman natin yung mga teasers dun sa ibang mga comeback ng 17 para tayong Eh? Ganon. This time around.
I get it.
Asa na ba yung graphics team ninyo? Okay. Pero, ang sabi, unahin natin, Mara, what did you think about the photos for this comeback?
Well, first thing that came to mind was finally, like, some consistency and...
Oh my God, yes.
Like, it feels like, I don't know if this is because of, like, we've worked in, like, commercials and, like, branding campaigns whatsoever, but everything has been so coherent. Like, ang ganda nung pagkatali-tali ng lahat. And what I love about it is how straightforward it is. Na parang from the very get-go, they already established, this is going to be a festival.
Exactly.
And wala nang, the stuff that they were putting out after that, yung first teaser, yung parang theme park, ganyan-ganyan.
Yes.
Wala nang palas. Wala nang palas at all. So it was just building the hype over and over. And it's also, like, it helps a lot in putting you into the mindset of, like, okay, what to expect with this comeback, how is it gonna be? And because of that, na from the very start, na from the very, very, very first teaser that came out, they're already setting you up for a certain type of mood and feel.
Exactly.
So you know what to expect, ganyan. Correct. And that builds up the hype even more.
The hype,
So, yun. And true enough, di ba? Parang... Yeah. Yun yung nadala. Oo. Deliver.
Yeah. I'm thankful for that. Biglang wala naman silang photo card na may tubig.
Correct.
Tapos may reflection.
Correct.
Na ilang beses na natin yan nakita. Oh. Yun na naman.
Bakit may boxing? Correct. Bakit sila nasa iceberg?
Pero ano niya, parang, ang saya niya eh.
I like what you said nga na it's very straightforward from the get-go.
Yeah,
it is. Not just in terms of the theme, but parang, like, for example, itong background, yung, ang tawag doon sa technology na yun, parang AR.
AI. AR?
AI. AR. Yung parang AR, yung mga balloons na umaakit na ano, na parang feeling ko, and then after that, seeing the music video that they incorporated, like, something different to, like, how they did it, like, yung microphone na pinadala nila sa outer space. Parang, okay, parang, alam mo yun, parang they're trying something new. And kita mo siya from the very beginning until nilabas nila yung actual album.
Uh-oh. It really felt
and the
like
AR is also consistent with the album.
Album.
Like, exactly. Sobrang fantastic. Uh-oh. Okay, Monica, ilabas mo yan. Go!
Actually, Mara said it well. It was exactly it. And the photos look great. They all look great. I'm sorry, but I can't stand talaga the boxing and the ice.
Correct.
Kahit yung mga motor-motor. I mean, okay, sure, they look good. And I guess pang photo card collectors siya, alam mo yun, na may ibang titingnan or whatever. Pero parang in my head, what's boxing got to do with this? I mean, alam mo yon. It's not, and sorry, bubog ko talaga yung FML. I really think it was a fantastic album.
Mm-mm.
But I can't get myself talaga to buy an album because I hate the freaking package. Alam mo yon. Yeah. I hate everything that comes with it. Like, I don't agree with the colors. I don't agree with the graphics.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, of course I want to support, pero parang, I know kasi if I buy it, I'll just get mad. So, parang, wag na lang.
Binili mo lang para sunugin. Parang ganyan.
Oh, parang ganon. So,
siyempre, ayaw naman natin nang may purchase tayo na brings us sadness. Dapat brings us joy lagi.
Exactly.
But super agree with what everybody said. Mm-hmm. And I love kasi, ito yung frustration with this year because when Busok Soon came out with Second Wind, sobrang ganda nung lahat. Sobrang pagiging cohesive and everything. Tapos, drinap na lang nila sa FML. Tapos, bumalik dito. And parang medyo mirrored din yung concept kasi meron silang before the festival, during the festival, and the end of festival. Diba? Parang ganun din yung sa Second Wind, like, morning, and then lunch, and then 7 p.m. Correct. So parang, thank you so much na, ano, pinakikinggan talaga tayo ng Hybe. Salamat sa pakikinig sa amin.
Actually, diba, when they came up, when they came out with FML, nagkaroon tayo ng isang mahabang discussion na nirecord ko. Pinadala ko sa
kanya.
Literally what we're talking about.
And then after the photos, syempre nag-release din sila ng highlight medley. And itong highlight medley talaga, minsan talaga mapanlin lang eh. And inamin naman ni Woozie na usually what he puts in the highlight medley, yung para talaga, syempre teaser nga eh, lang namang ilabas na niya yung buong kanta. What were your first reactions to the highlight medley? Like, meron na ba kayong napakinggan doon na para, okay, I'm looking forward to this song? Let's start with you, Trends.
Ako, fun. I enjoyed it. As in. I think yung nag-stand out for me was SOS. Mm-hmm. Kasi, I mean, medyo clubby vibe siya. You know naman, yeah. Medyo, I mean, you know, with marshmallow.
Marshmallow, correct.
Oh. And, like, generally, parang, I really felt na it was that kind of fresh feeling, festive feeling that they were going for. So, parang natuwa ako. Na-excite naman ako na nandyan siya. Parating na siya. So,
yeah. How about you, Mon? Ano yung reaction mo sa highlight medley?
I kind of try to NR it. Kasi naalala ko kasi, yung ginawa ko kasi sa FML, sobrang hindi ko rin siya masyadong, I mean, syempre pinakinggan ko, pinanood ko. Pero kumbaga, I didn't take it in as, like, you know, deep. Kasi naalala ko yung sa the album last year, Face the Sun. Like, talagang every inch, everything about it, like, I try to, like, absorb it. And then when the album got released, parang iba yung feels ko. I don't know. Parang my own thing. Disappointment, unexpected, whatever, whatever. Disappointment in a sense na hindi pala to yung inakala kong direction. Parang ganun. So, for FML, I kinda, like, didn't think of it as much. And then, I love the feeling of surprise. Because when Super dropped, as you guys know, in our episode,
like, I just to that.
Died. Like, I just fell on the floor because, yun nga, parang, whoa, where did this come from? Parang ganun yung reaction ko.
Correct.
So I wanted to try it for this time. Kasi gusto ko ma-surprise. Gusto ko ma-super ulit. Alam mo yun?
Gusto ko ma-super ulit.
Gusto ko mapulot ulit ako sa floor. Ganun. Pero hindi kinaya. Kasi nung nag-medley nga, like, monster, like, what's this? I mean, that really kind of caught my attention the most. I mean, the others sounded great too. Pero yun kasi parang, oh, they're just playing us now. Alam mo yun? Kasi ang cute niya eh. Para siyang cartoon na, ano to, OBB ng cartoon series or something. Diba?
Oh, yung isang series, yung ano, Hello Monster ba yun?
Ariel Monster.
Real Ariel Monster.
Ariel Monster.
Ariel Monster siya.
Vibe. And yung, yung sa, 'di ba yung teaser pa rin nila na parang yung ano yung mga images para
yun nga eh. So para that really caught my attention, like, what are they trying to pull off this time? So because of it, bahala na, as in tinanggal ko talaga yung strategy ko na alam mo, gusto ko magulat. So inisa-isa ko talaga sila, tapos parang balik punta na ako Twitter, anong sabi nila, parang alam mo, talagang final force ko na lang. And yeah, so that was my experience.
Alam mo, I just need to add to that kasi ako rin super same. Like, actually, nung na-release yung highlight medley, I didn't think much of it. I thought pa nga, parang sa God of Music, parang hindi ako na-hook. And then, medyo na-disappoint ako dun sa Diamond Life kasi sobrang, ewan ko ah, pero sobrang fan ako nung song na yun. I mean, like, the original,
ang pangalan nung original, Shining Diamond. Very,
Shining Diamond. As in, tas parang, huh? Ito yung ode nila dun? Parang, hindi ko type. Pero nung lumabas yung Monster, I was so excited about it. It's like, the first time na yung hip-hop unit song na gustuhan ko because I'm not a huge fan of their songs. I'm so sorry. Pero yun, so sobrang na-excite sa Monster and I super agree with you. And para sa akin ngayon sa Monster pababa na nilabas nila dun sa highlight medley, dun yung mga songs, especially Headliner, that was really like, it really caught my attention. How about you, Mara? Anong reaction mo nung nilabas yung highlight medley?
Same din, actually. Like, it was very fun. Again, very, like, in your face festival feels, like, will take you through like a roller coaster of emotions, but not too jarring naman siya yung
correct.
Yung switches in between the tracks. I really did enjoy Monster, as in I was listening to Monster over and over again. Yung diba naglabas lang nung ano yun, yung music files ano yun, yung demos or whatever, basta na super short. Keme.
Sample?
And then,
sample tracks.
The sample, yun. Wow, wala naman vocabulary. Pero, ano siya?
Okay lang.
Tawag dito. Tapos, like, Monster caught my attention because of the cartoonish feel. Like, yeah. I thought, like, it felt like I was watching shows from, like, Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon. Hey. Ganong type siya. Now, it came to a point na I was editing the Monster track on top of OBBs. Like, I actually did that.
I Courage love it. How cute.
Foster's Home for Imaginary yeah. Friends. Uh-oh. Like, I wanted to see na parang, oh, okay, na-validate yung feelings ko. And then, mm-hmm. another would also be Headliner. Na parang, because, diba, with the curation of the album, usually yan, last track, like, I consider the last track very crucial. Like, how are they going to close this?
Correct.
Because with openers, it's pretty easy. Diba? Na parang, oh, this is a great opening track. And then, pagdating ng headliner, it was like, I get it. Like, they took us to a journey from, and this is just the highlight medley, na parang, ah, ito yung pagdating ko pa lang sa festival, ito na yung nagwawalwal na ako, tapos biglang, hala, sa sobrang saya ko, I feel this certain type of bliss that is actually moving me to tears, and now I am in tears, and, diba, with the headliner sample, like, okay, if this is how I already feel during the highlight medley, what more during the album?
Correct.
The entire thing.
Yeah.
And yun na nga. So, after ng highlight medley, syempre, nilabas na nila ang music video, and that is God of Music. No, tinitease pa nga lang nila to. They already mentioned as well that they knew it's gonna be kind of controversial because we could have thought na, what do they think? Sila, yun God of Music. Syempre, para sa Carrots, oo, diba? Pero like, in the greater scheme of things, diba, you wouldn't want to say things like that unless you're Hoshi. Diba yung sabi ni Hoshi? Diba tayo yung God of Music? Sabi ni Wuzi, hindi, cringe yun. So kayo, ano yung feelings ninyo about the title track? Let's start with you, Mara.
Same din, like sa start na, like from Sonogong, na parang we're already up there. Like we are, like the monkey god, ganyan. And like, so at first it was like, oh, okay, it makes sense that they go there, like God of Music. And then, when the music video came out, it was just, I was just like overflowing with the gratitude. Like, not just of 17 being there, diba? But it's also like, ah, so it's an ode. Like, it's a message na parang thank you for the music. Diba? Muntik na ako kumanta ng ano, ABBA. Ay, diba?
ABBA.
Oh my God, I was gonna say, diba? That's exactly what I first thought.
Diba? Ay, panaman akong Mamma Mia ngayon.
It was that. The album, ay, the music video, I was like, oh my God, this is like another ABBA. This diba? Is fantastic.
It's very like, thank you for the music. Which helped a lot with like, you know what, sige, let's go through this like with just a lot of gratitude and also just, kasi nakangiti lang ako all throughout, like the music video.
Yeah.
Like I tend to analyze music videos, like I tend to like look into the details, but this one was just like, you know what, there's a donkey. I don't care if it's there. Hoshi, maybe Hoshi was the donkey. God, yes. Go. There's a, like, there are ants carrying things. There's an ant by the mic. Go. There's a mic in space. Go. Let's have fun. Yeah. And then, pagdating nung part na nasa bridge sila, yung nag-switch to nighttime, I started bawling.
Aww.
Like, I was crying. Hala, naiyak na naman ako. Because, like, seeing the people behind them na parang, di ba una parang small crowds lang, ganyan. And then, like, DK, it started with just one person. It was like one is to one. And then you have animals in between. And then you have kids. And then you have this huge crowd na parang.
A crowd.
And this is 17's journey. Na parang, kung sino man ang makinig, no matter kung gaano kat-konte or kadami, they will always do what they love. Na parang it was, and they like doing that eh. Na parang, they like writing songs for Carrots while still being them. Na parang you can tell na even if they're doing it for other people, it's still very clear na this is coming from them. Tapos, yun lang. So, naiyak ako nung part na yun. And it was just, wala lang. Thank you, 17. Ganyan. And like, thank you to the God of Music.
Correct.
Because you gave us 17, ganon.
So there. Oh, it's so touching.
Oh, ang ganda. I didn't think of it that way. Pero sige, kay Monica muna. Mm-hmm. How about you? How did you find the music video and the song?
Shit, where do I begin? Well, definitely, like, my grin was just, I mean, it started malaki na siya. Tapos ang saya lang na by the end of it, as in, alam mo yung ang sakit, na-feel ko talaga nang sumakit yung mga pisngi ko. Kasi, it's just so happy, alam mo yun? Yeah. Like Mara, yes, we tend to overanalyze things. because that's also where we came from. For me, it was exciting. I mean, of course, my automatic analysis ako. I mean, I knew that, we all knew that they shot it in Europe, right? So, na-excite na ako, what can they offer? Kasi parang kahit papano, I mean, in as much as there's so many great, they've had so many music videos out there, minsan nakakasawa na, alam mo yun. So, firstly, it was very fresh to see a different kind of space, alam mo yun. Yes. Not so much the sound, the backlot, kasi the backlot, they used backlot that, yung setting nun is parang New York, etc. So, we've seen a lot of that. Pero, yung, yun nga, yung may sheep, yung may donkey, yung, yung mga ganun ba. Even the bridge, I mean, so this is in, where they shoot this again? In Hungary, in Budapest. Pest. So, it was nice. It was, it's always nice to see something new, right? And the proppings, inisa-isa talaga. I mean, it's one of those na ang saya-saya lang talaga to kind of like isa-isahin kasi hindi siya pilit. I'm so sorry talaga for sa FML, napilitan ako masyado. Ito parang, oh, let's make this happy. It's about music. Okay, let's bring instruments. Let's put instruments. Which I also like kasi parang fine, medyo, ano siya, medyo given na, oh, because we're talking about the god of music, maglagay tayong instruments. Parang okay lang. Parang may ganun talaga ako. Parang sobrang accepting lang ako with anything they were doing because, dahil may donkey.
Ano? Wala pang dinosaur niya na.
Oo nga, eh, donkey pa lang to. Tapos yun, and then, syempre, the boys, they looked so cool, their performance were great, and then, just the song's messaging, parang, pang ilang episode na natin to on K-pop, we always say, lalo na sa beginning, kasi nga yung journey ko, hindi naman ako K-pop, pero parang, ang naging ending ng thesis statement is, music is universal. Okay. So even exactly. if we don't know the language, we'll understand, we'll feel it. And this song is precisely it. Like, alam mo yon, parang, you just need to feel it. And then it's there. Yeah, tas mo yun, may kung chi pa sila na parang technically. Words lang siya. Kasi diba, parang ganda, there's like a line there na parang, even we ourselves make music. Parang, us as people, we make our own music. Not necessary as in music. More of like sound. And that's music. That's already music. So, ang ganda. Sobrang gustong-gusto ko talaga yung messaging. Dami ko yung gusto sabihin. Pero feeling ko kasi, ano eh, mag-monolog na ako eh. As in, alam mo yung...
Isaramon na ba yung bibig mo?
Isaramon yung pinto mo. Parang
O sige, di bale, madami pa tayong time. Pag-uusapan din natin yan. Pero si Trensy naman, what did you think about this one?
Actually, nung lumabas yung teaser, medyo nag-worry ako ng slight. Kasi medyo may PTD ako from PTD. And it had that
alam mo,
PTD
PTSD.
Vibe. Sorry, PTSD. May PTSD ako sa PTD. Kasi may PTD vibe siya. And I hated PTD. As in, I didn't like it as in. Si Mara gumagalan din.
Same. I really like PTD.
As in, kaya parang ako, oh my God, is it gonna be that kind? It's may mga bata pa. Eh, ayoko yung parang, yung dating kayo sa PTD. I like PTD. Pupunta, sorry, sa mga narinig na karat, pupunta muna ako ng konti sa BTS for context. Pero with PTD kasi parang they had kids.
Permission to dance.
Oh, for permission to dance. Meron silang kids. And like, I kind of didn't like how parang they incorporated the children in it. Parang it's too like, alam mo yon, parang masyado siyang commercially. Alam mo yon, parang ang saya-saya ng mga bata. So, masaya rin dapat kayo. Parang may ganun siyang vibe. But, so parang nag-worry na ako. And then when I watched it, parang, siguro parang I had to step back a little because I had the PTD thought pa rin in my head. So it took siguro mga a couple, 3 watches for me to really fully appreciate it for what it is. And it just came to me as this, parang, it's just a visual feast. Parang yung 17, meron talaga silang ganong style, I think, no? Parang they're really very over the top in terms of their music videos. I mean, K-pop is that in general. Pero parang with them, it's uniquely what they are. And parang they, sometimes they do it not well, which is FML. But this one, I think, parang, kahit na ang dami nangyayari, everything is saying the same thing, which is like, as Mara said, gratitude, happiness, alam mo yon, just, you know, being in the moment kind of feels. And I think yung naka-elevate din yung experience for me of watching the video and listening to the music is when I finally read nga the lyrics. And dyan tayo papasok ulit as Uzi, alam mo yun, the unique Uzi experience. Yung lyrics kasi talaga eh, yun yung nakakadalay. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun, parang alam mo na, okay, sila talaga nagsulat. No one else wrote it for them.
Correct.
They really put everything there. And yung line na sobrang na-appreciate ko is yung, kahit na yung mga langgam, syempre tinagalog ko na, I can't eat. Parang kahit na yung mga langgam, may nagagawang tunog. Parang ganun. And okay. Like, kumbaga parang how, no matter how small you are in this world, alam mo yun, and i-visualize pa yung mga langgam, parang alam mo yun, parang when we think langgam, parang alam mo yun, parang it's routine, you know, they're all in line, but you still make music. Even if you're in a busy day, alam mo yun, following your routine, you still make music. And this music, if you accept it for what it is, or you parang see it in a more positive light maybe, parang it's still beautiful. Mm-hmm. And ang ganda ng mga incorporations nila of like the animals and even the donkey. Like parang I love that randomness because music in the real world is random. Alam mo yun? Exactly. It just happens. And like if we just be in the moment and go with the flow, everything is just musical and it can brighten up our day. So it's like sunflower yellow. I love it. That palette. So beautiful.
Daisies.
Yes. Mm.
I thought it was a chamomile. But anyway, I super love everything that you guys said. But like, ang dami kong thoughts when you guys were talking about it. Unahin ko muna yung sinabi ni Mara kasi alam niyo naman, ngayon, sobra tayong busog na busog sa content and I'm really eating it all up. But there was this interview that Joshua said, like whenever he walks into a restaurant and then the staff starts playing 17 songs, he usually checks, carrot ba yun or hindi? Kasi alam niya na hindi lang naman carrots yung nakaka-appreciate ng music nila. Like, they do have songs. Syempre, may mga songs na sa fandom lang. Pero may mga songs na lumalabas talaga. And parang yun lang yung message itong song na to. Like, you know, I mean, it's that kind of the joyous feeling that music gives. And that if it gives it to you, if it connects to you, then okay, regardless of who the singer is. Well, syempre, iba for us because we are the fans, diba? Pero alam mo yun, parang ang sarap lang din isipin na you know, merong ganitong core, yung 17, tulad natin, tong mga carrots na super, ano. But then, outside of us, meron ding mga casual listeners who I'm sure appreciate a lot of the music that they put out. And sobrang parang, kaya na-touch ako dun sa, ano yun, sa analogy ni Mara about how that was their journey. Parang, wow. As in, parang just thinking about that. Correct. Kala mo naman, kailan lang naman tayo naging carrot. Pero parang, nandun tayo, oo.
Kilala na natin sila eh. Best friend na natin sila. Asawa na natin sila.
Jowa ko yun eh.
Yung iba best friend. Yung iba best friend.
Si Vernon best friend ko. Yan ang zone niya ako. And then also, just to add all, kasi nga yung si Trensi, nung sinabi nga niyo na parang may permission to dance vibes, as in, yun din, bumalik talaga yung trauma ko. Kaya nung ano na, essence, of course, my daughter is a carrot, so sabay kaming naghintay nung music video after the 1 hour talk show, diba? And then the music video. So parang, tinatry ko talaga na wag ma-excite kasi they just came from Super and oh my God, I love Super so much. Like, hindi na ako aasa pa. Parang sure na ako kasi like sunod-sunod naman hit after hit after hit. Like, just looking at this year, I mean, busok soon as busok soon. Pero 17 pa rin yun, di ba? May fighting na tayo, may sonogong na tayo. Aasa ba tayo na hanggang pangatlong song, maganda pa rin? Parang may ganun ako, tas may PTD pa nga. So when I was watching it, parang talagang nilayo ko yung sarili ko, pero parang, ay, ang ganda niya. As in, parang may ganun, alam mo, Woozy, ang galing mo talaga. Parang may ganun lang talaga akong feeling. Kaya sobrang, and gosh, to listen to this in the morning, sobrang nakaka-energize. Like, grabe. Kung meron kayong haharapin sa buhay ninyo na hindi nyo type, pakinggan nyo lang muna to. Kahit nyo yung lyrics. Nakaka-genie siya. Correct. Like, di ba? Perfect song to start your day. Sige. Go.
May naalala lang ako. Parang someone described the video and the song as vibrant.
It is.
And in my head, it was like, wow, that is exactly what vibrant should be. I mean, it's a word that we all know, that we've used before, and I mean, I'm sure we described it about something, pero parang somehow when I read it, parang suddenly yung definition ng vibrant is like, yes, this is it. Like, it's all I can think of. Or this is the perfect description for the feeling and the visuals and the song. Like, just the...
And I feel like at the very core, that's what 17 is. Correct. Vibrant. Like, you, diba? That's who they are. I mean, of course, they can come out with Sonogong. They can come out with Fear. And like, all those mga medyo mas serious dark. Pero, hindi eh. I mean, magaling sila dun. And we will never like, eh, Sonogong, I mean, number one pa rin, diba? But like, at the very core, kapag naglalabas sila mga ganito, para siyang, hindi na siya fresh teen, hindi fresh teen yung vibe. Pero alam mo yun, yun eh. Kaya siya naging fresh teen because of the vibrancy. And this one is maybe like a more adult kind of vibrancy compared to like the fresh teen. Ah, sobrang ganda. Pero sige, move on naman tayo sa ibang tracks. Kailangan din natin silang pag-usapan. True. Kasi syempre, mayroon mga B-sides. So, eto na. Ano ang favorite ninyong B-side and what are you most excited about hearing live, God willing, manunod tayo live ng concert?
My gosh.
Sige, si Monica muna.
Ang hirap. Kanina ko pa tinititigan yung question na yan. Pero eto na lang. Pwede ko bang i-describe na parang out of all the songs, ang pinaka na surprise ako is Diamond Days.
Oh.
Ah, really?
Yeah, kasi hindi talaga ako super fan ng Shining Diamond. I mean, you know, I don't hate it. Pero kumbaga, I didn't think of it as much. Parang ganon. But then when I heard it, the Diamond Days, I was like, wow, this is so great. I mean, obviously, it's like an ode to the first song. But I loved it because you felt the growth coming from the old song to this version. So, plus points. Number two, the messaging is there. But then, it's the same. So, it felt like a renewal of vows, basically.
Wow! Yes.
Oh, diba?
May kanta na para sa kasal ko.
Diba? Kasi parang... In Shining Diamond, parang the lyrics went something like, they're promising a bright life, a shining light, life. And in Diamond Days, parang they said it, as in they mentioned it talaga na, remember my promise, like, na ganito nga, na shining life nga, ganun. So parang, yun, wala lang, parang nag-renew lang sila ng vows, like, naalala lang nila yung promise nila sa atin. So, ang cute, diba?
Oh.
And then, tapos, maliban pa doon, parang, syempre, para ma-appreciate ko yung growth nila from the old song to the new, binalikan ko yung old song, yung Shining Diamond. So, realize ko, wow, it's not as bad as I thought it was. Parang,
it's sudden, a good song.
Parang, eto, I didn't say it was a bad song, forget. I didn't think of it lang as much. Pero now that binalikan ko siya, and with, I guess, with the intent of like, trying to understand it so that I can compare it to Diamond Days. Yun, parang na-realize ko, why did I say that I didn't like this song? As in, may ganun akong questioning. Kaya Diamond Days was like the surprise for me. And the others, Headliner, like what you guys said, I think it's my favorite track. But probably only missed by a few inches. Parang, kung yung mga ranking ko, as in mga hairline lang yung difference, I guess. Kasi somehow, in a way, packaged well naman this entire album. If anything lang, siguro ang, hindi naman sa I don't like it, pero yung least na hindi ko binabalikan when I re-listen, it's back to back. Kasi parang, well, it's not so bad. But like, I have some thoughts about it na parang, I feel like pwede siyang i-partner with Headliner. Parang ganun. So, ayun. Yung thoughts ko for
kumbaga,
it.
Combined performance siya. Parang ganun. Back-to-back tas Headliner.
Or if like, kung ano yung ma-feel mo sa Headliner, pwede siyang if you go to back-to-back, parang tuhog siya eh. Like,
so, Headliner feelings muna saka back-to-back.
Oo. Back-to-back yung na-feel ko.
Oh, okay. Back-to-back siya sa headline. Back-to-back.
Hindi lang yun naman talaga literally yung meaning niya. Correct. So, which one are you excited about most about hearing live?
All.
I don't know. Oh my God.
Isa lang.
All talaga, pero ito na lang. Siguro, I really, really wanna see SOS live because of Dokyom.
That second chorus.
What are we talking about
here? Yung gano'n. Yung SOS right now. Hindi, nung una ko siyang napakinggan kasi, di kinebs ko siya. I mean, hindi man kinebs, pero parang it didn't like latch on to me, really.
Yeah.
But then, one night, the other night lang.
Isang araw lang. Oh, yes, okay. Isang araw lang.
The other night.
So, Monday lang lumabas.
Oo nga eh.
Ano ba ano? Early copies? Ganun.
Nadala ng jowa ko.
Oo. That's what I was gonna say.
Anyway, parang so on repeat, on loop siya, ganun-ganun. Doon ko lang narinig yun nga, yung second part ni Dokyong. Pero hindi ko pa siya na-recognize fully. Parang in my head, he's the only guy you can who will be able to sing that. Pero parang in denial ako na, no way. Like, there was something about that part in that voice na it sounded so different, which I love. Which I love, by the way. For this year, yun lang masasabi ko, I've seen their voices grow. We're hearing so many different versions of themselves. Parang so you know that they've developed or they've...
Yeah.
Ano yun? Parang ang dami nilang siniseek ng mga techniques or whatever. And so nakakatuwa to hear something a little bit different. And yeah, so SOS, I really want to hear live because I want to see Dokyum's mouth open while singing that.
Hello?
I mean,
hello?
Wait lang. Wait lang, Trensi.
Let me out.
Please let me explain.
Sa akin lang bubukas yung bibig niya, girl. Tandaan mo yan.
Pero alam mo yung ano, yung parang, para sure ka na siya talaga yon. Siya yung nagsasalita. Pero you have to see it happening. So I wanna see it. I wanna see that. Yun lang.
Okay. Bago tayo mag-away-away dito.
Monica, ha?
Sige, punta tayo sa Trensi. Rebuttal. The joke lang. Trensi, what's your favorite?
Debate pala
to. Correct?
Walang debate. Akin talaga ito. Okay.
What's your favorite B-side and ano yung gusto mong marinig live?
So, siguro yung top songs ko. Binibila ko nga eh. Parang ko like, 7 nga lang pala to. So, parang mag top 3. 3 out of 4. Okay. Konti lang yung difference. So, yung top 3 ko is SOS for the clubby feels. And I mean, I wanna dance to it. Alam mo yun? Yung vibes talaga niya sa akin.
Yeah.
And remarkably, usually kasi sa mga 17 albums, hindi ko masyadong bet ng full yung ballads. I mean, upon first hearing, yung mga ballads parang sax lang. Alam mo yun? So, I usually latch on to like yung mas happy, energetic songs nila.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like yon. And of course, headliner. Yung pinaka nakatouch sa akin do yon kasi nung nabasa ko ng lyrics, tangina talaga, sumakit yung puso ko. Sobrang sumakit yung puso ko nung malala. As in, parang ako like, ay nako, Diyos ko, ay grab. And I like how they're very open about their feelings as well. I really appreciate that they included it here. And on us understanding that na parang the story behind the song is really important to them. And at the same time, it's really important to us fans. And not just the fans of Astro and Moonbin, but also to, you know, everyone who was affected. And I really, really appreciate na ginawa niya yung kantang yun. At ang ganda-ganda ng kantang yun.
Ang ganda-ganda ng lyrics.
Super ang ganda ng lyrics. Ano mo yun? And it's such a vulnerable song. I really appreciate it. Na it's so vulnerable. It doesn't end. Nga, wala nga siyang ano eh. Parang, hindi nga siya consoling for me in a way. Parang mas, it's more of a questioning kind of song. And parang it felt na, parang it was written during as the emotion that is time. Happening. Yeah. Oo, at that time, all that questioning. And I feel like, if you're going through a tough situation, that's the kind of song or feel that you wanna be, that you want with you.
Mm-mm.
Ano mo yun?
Yeah.
So, yun. So, it's very for me. And I think yung top 2 ko. Sige, SOS wala na. Headliner. tsaka yun. Headliner is just as you said, as Mara said, the ending song talaga is critical. And I think, parang, it's a carrot song. Alam mo yun? Yes. Ganun siyang vibe.
Yes.
And when kasi Mara nga, kinakwento niyo kanina na parang, like, parang it's just so festive. Alam mo yun? And then, na-visualize ko yung photo, yung pictures nila na parang may mga fireworks sa likod. Parang ganun yung feel, 'di ba? Para siyang mm-hmm. Disneyland pagpa-close na sila.
Tapos
biglang magpa-fireworks na dun sa castle. But the song I want to see is Monster. Kasi hindi ko usually gusto yung mga ano eh, mga hip-hop songs. Game Boy, iritang-irita ako. I mean, irita, pero parang ako like, I don't really like it. Pero nung naparod yung Game Boy, oh my God, shit, talaga. Sure. Parang nasira yung mundo ko. Parang ako like, oh. Ina Vernon, bakit ang hot mo? Bakit ngayon may feel ako? So excited ako sa Monster. I'm like, excited how they're gonna like stage it. Because I feel like it's gonna be different. So,
yes. Correct.
Those are my
choices.
How
about you, Mara?
Pwede ba ako mag-share lang yung sayon? Kasi connection ko yung ano, nung nabasa ko yung lyrics, in connection ko, bakit yon hindi Psy? Kasi pwede rin, I mean, gets, parang the lyrics kasi parang it had like disappointment, alam mo yan, parang sad, etc., etc. So, Psy would be, ayun.
Bugtong hininga.
Oh, bugtong hininga. Well, correct me na lang, pero parang na-realize ko rin kasi, yung yon. You yon when you need to rest, when you're sleepy. Yes. So parang, fuck, that really opened floodgates when I realized it. Yeah. Medyo mabagal ako sa mga ganito. And at the same time, yes, pupuriin ko lang naman si Woozy afterwards. Or pupuriin natin over and over.
Yeah.
But that was fantastic writing. Like, what the hell?
And to add, hindi lang nag-yawn ka when you're tired. You yawn when you need oxygen in your brain.
Yeah.
So it means you lack oxygen. You're like literally.
You're not breathing. Treated. Yeah.
You're not breathing.
Yeah.
So you yawn as like a way to resuscitate your body.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait, magdadagdag din ako sa yawn. Syempre, kaya ako nakatingin sa baba kasi hinahanap ko yung specific tweet na parang there's this translator, yung name nila Woozy Media, that pointed out those two things that Trency and Monica talked about. But in-add din kasi dito, di ba the Korean title of yawn is Hapum.
Hapum.
And then there's a lyric at the end. Yuck talaga naglabas ako ng phone, no.
Go.
At the end that goes, kumong nan apum katun goya is like a pain that has pierced through me because apum naman, apum is pain. So it's like this guy's hapum yon apum pain.
Oh my God, may play on words. Nilabutan ako.
Yon.
I love it.
So, 5-minute break, iyak muna tayo. But it's that. Nang parang,
oh, nga eh.
Tapos, alam mo yung parang when you're trying to cry, I don't know if this has ever happened to you, yung when you're trying to cry, bigla kang napapayon instead of crying. And also, when you yawn, sometimes there are tears in your eyes. So,
correct. Yon. Exactly.
So, yon. Wordplay. Yeah. Like, the nuances,
Hi, nako.
Oh God, that's so freaking beautiful. I mean, we could have stopped at, like, the message. Yung line pa nga lang na they kept on repeating over and over na don't be sorry. Which
I thought was really
powerful.
Correct.
Yeah.
Oh my God, there's this one line din na parang sobrang ano yung...
Something like, don't be sorry, you know it was a good choice.
You know it was a good
choice. So parang, it's also, and then that line, I think it was first said by Song Kwan.
Yeah.
So parang, for me, ayun.
I'm so Song Kwan! Oh my God!
But grabe Woozy. Diba?
Grabe.
Giving that to Song Kwan.
Ang galing niyang funnel si Woozy.
Yeah.
Kasi I mean, of course, experience, I feel like it's Song Kwan's experience he's like filtering into a song. Kasi yung circles naman din, 'di ba? Parang this was warm naman.
Yeah.
And alam mo, ang galing niyang mag-capture. Hindi capture kasi when you say capture, parang it's a picture. Alam mo 'yon, you're seeing just a moment. Pero yung empathy kasi niya for the person he's writing for is just so intense. He's just so in touch na it doesn't become their experience, it becomes his as parang actor. Mm-hmm. Alam mo yun?
Yeah.
Na parang natatranslate niya yung experience nila and makes and inserts his truth into it. So it just becomes this parang very malutong and rich song and sincere at the same time.
You know how, you know, we have friends na magaling mag-comfort, magaling mag-hug.
Yeah.
Pag malungkot ka, papagluto ka nila dahil magaling sila magluto. Alam mo yun? And I love how we're seeing so much of how Woozy is as a friend. I mean, basically, he's doing what he does best.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think he wrote this for, like, money or whatever. Alam mo yun? It's obviously a gift talaga. Yeah. I don't know. I had like that moment na parang, my God, we're so privileged to have met Woozy.
Wow!
Like, met? In this lifetime.
In this that kind of meeting. Yeah. Alam mo yun? Na parang, he's giving that much. And, you know, we're seeing how much he's also giving to his friends, like comforting his friends.
Ako, gusto ko lang magpahag kay Woozy. Period.
Period.
Those arms?
Oh, ngayon sabi man, those arms? Mukha matigas eh.
Yung abs na parang nakashow lang nung nasa Macau sila?
Hug. Pero partida, dito sa music video to, sobrang soft niya.
Sobra.
Correct!
Yung book niya yung floor habang tumatakbo siya. Parang like, girl.
Tapos yung ending fairy niya.
Correct!
Oh, tapos lingon.
Oo, tapos ganun.
Diba? Freshness.
Kailangan siya yung last frame eh. Because he is also the god of music.
God of music.
Exactly. Luhod. Charot. Okay, ikaw naman, Mara. What is your favorite B-side? Ano yung pinaka gusto mong marinig live?
Wow, okay.
Yan na.
Favorite, ang hirap kasi.
Kaya mo yan, girl. Pero,
well, my favorites would be definitely also Headliner, which surprised me because dun sa highlight medley, like, I love the feel that it gave, but I was like, nah, this is probably going to be like mid-tier for me. Ganyan. Tapos biglang, hala, once again, the boy is surprising me. So yeah, I ended up loving Headliner so much. Na parang, and then just reading the lyrics na, hey, this is like the Carrot's journey. And then I love how it's also, diba, whenever they write songs for Carrots, you have songs like Hug, Smile Flower, like it's always so soft, plus it's like a ballad. And then this one, it's like it has the same sentiment, which has obviously evolved through time and with their growing success. Tapos, ginawa niyang festive. And that's why I love Headliner so much. So, yon, that's one. And then another would be Monster from the very beginning.
Yeah.
As in, yun talaga, I love Monster so much. Like, the other day, ito na naman ako, the other day,
alam mo naman.
Feeling ko,
isang taon
feeling
since.
Ko kasi 1 week ko nang pinapakinggan. Because I've also been streaming. So, Monster is super, like, again, that playfulness. And then, I love how it's like a quote-unquote diss track. Na parang, like, if you read the lyrics. Pero ano siya? Yeah. Away Playground. Ganon.
Away Playground!
Kasi cute. Exactly. Yeah. And then, I love how it mixes kasi, like, some old school hip-hop vibes.
Yeah.
Parang very basic hip-hop beats. Na yun nga, the other day, which was yesterday lang pala. I was just listening to the album. Sayaw lang ako ng sayaw. As in, feel na feel ko. As in, every hit, ganyan. Tapos yung nanay ko, sinabihan ako, upo ka nga, nahihilo ako sayo. Kasi parang, I need to So, yun. So, those are my favorite tracks. I wanna segue a bit back to back. Na parang, it's the track that still has yet to grow on me. But my initial impressions of it would be, very ano siya, may second gen K-pop feel siya to it. Na parang my friends and I were talking, na parang why does this sound like a SHINee song or like an SM song?
Si Hoshi nandyan.
Si Hoshi may pakanana naman.
Na parang ay, papakinig ko to sa SHINee para they'll like me more. Ganon, de, charot lang.
Or ito yung bayad dahil na-shoutout siya sa isang live nila.
So,
ito yung ano niya. Ito yung thank you po, ganon.
I love you po, ganyan. Tapos, and then the song that I want to see live would be, of course, Monster. Yuck, no? Sobrang Monster enthusiast ko. But like, because I can imagine it, like, tinatry ko i-imagine how it would sound like yung from Fire and then transition to Monster. Kasi yung fire, di ba, may end siya na tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan na parang hand. Tapos parang paano siya mag-transition to tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan. So parang ako, oh my gosh, how is it gonna be like? So, ayun. Tsaka makikita ko na rin finally who sang which, like that opening part that has been, that was a debate.
Di ba, the past couple.
Oo, Mangiver, but I want to see for myself. I have trust issues.
But were you guys, really confused? Like, na-confused ba talaga kayo sa question?
I feel like I wasn't, but it was just that they made it confusing for us.
Yeah.
So parang ako, ginaslight ba ako? Ganun na parang, ginaslight ba ako into confusion? But, so yon. And then, next would be, I mean, headliner is an obvious one, but SOS also. Na parang, it's not one of my top tracks, but to see it live, na parang feeling ko, yung, nai-imagine ko, yung parang, alam mo yung walwal na concert. Yung,
yes!
Correct. Oh,
tapos ganyan. Parang, you're just screaming the lyrics, ganyan.
Correct.
Tapos, yung part ni DK, tatry mong sabayan, kahit hindi mo kaya sabayan. Mm-hmm. So, yun, na parang, it feels like festive angst. Ganon.
I love it.
Like a festive angst. Ganyan. Parang malungkot ako, pero nagwawalwal ako, ganyan. So, I'm excited to see that live also.
Pero bigat din yung messaging
niya. Mabigat din kasi yung messaging niya. Also, itong album ko lang nalaban kung sino si Marshmello.
Oh, really?
Like,
I mean, I knew,
like, I see the,
I know his, yeah, the head, yeah,
but
thing,
I don't know the name,
headrest.
I know name,
and I don't know the songs, know the correct,
yeah, same, okay.
I know, you know the name, but you know, mga Jungkook, right, I know the piece, but I know,
parang, ah, so DJ pala siya, ganon, sobrang
tira, awesome pala yung mga songs, parang it kind of makes sense na, yung kasi yung kanta nito is like, basically, world hate. I mean, may ganong vibes siya.
Mm-mm.
Where is the love? Ganun yung lyrics niya, diba? So, medyo mag-ganon pala si Marshmello. I had to research.
Sa akin naman, yung favorite ko na B-side, nabanggit na natin yung Monster. As in, super duper 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 love this talaga. And like, contrary, parang kanina, sabi nyo kanina, puro mga cartoon yung dating. Ako naman, no, first time ko siya narinig, very, ano, Eminem, Slim Shady. Kaya parang ako, eh, yun yung time na nung lumabas yung Slim Shady, parang bagets pa tayo na, tapos feeling ko, yeah, angsty hip-hop. Parang feeling ko, nag-mature na yung musical tastes ko na nakikinig na ako sa ganito. Parang, so parang may throwback ako sa, yeah, I like this song, hip-hop. Parang gano'n. Yung sobrang love na love na na-proud ako sa sarili ko dito sa Monster. But I really, really, really love it. But for the track that I'm so excited to hear live, headliner talaga. As in, nung iniisip ko siya kanina, parang sabi ko, okay, gusto ko talaga manood ng concert. Pero kasi, di ba, we've always talked about how yung 17 concert, nabibitin tayo sa ending kasi parang hi, tapos yun, syempre, ment, tapos after na ng ment, biglang mag-adjunize na sila, tapos parang, okay, na, I mean, ako, I love the adjunize, but what you want is parang something lang to bring it down in a way na parang
grounded.
Hindi siya sobrang baba. Not like, very much like yung August D. Diba parang yung pag-peak mo, biglang may bababa ka, may pagkagano. So parang na-imagine ko itong headliner, sobra siyang sakto bago mag, want them to ever let go of adjunize. Huwag kayong tatanggalin ng adjunize ever. Mm-mm. Pero mag-headliner muna tayo. Mag-warm up tayo bago sa adjunize. Very bittersweet. Parang ganun yung feeling ko sa headliner eh. Parang may con...
Correct.
Mahal na mahal nila ako. Grabe, salamat. Grabe talaga. Oo, ako yung headliner mo. Tapos biglang, adjunize!
Oo.
Yun talaga yung dream ko right now. As in, yun yung sobrang gustong-gusto kong mangyari. I'm pretty sure they'd be incorporating songs from this album.
I mean, kung mapahinga nila so, kung usapan natin, gagawin nila yun.
Oh, and they always do.
Yeah, come on. Come to our house. Wow. Ano? Okay, saan na tayo napupunta? Pero eto na.
Headliner.
Let's go to our final question for this episode bilang ang dami nating emosyon na napuntahan. So, bahala na kayo kung paano nyo gustong i-interpret itong question na to. Ang final question ko is, what is your 17th heaven?
Yung headliner kasi, yung na-feel ko na yung nakuha kong scene when I listened to it and felt it. Alam mo yung naalala niyo yung time na nung bata pa tayo. Well, pwede pa rin naman siya mangyari now. Pero you know how back then kasi parang, I don't know, parang it felt like a soundtrack to, you know, those days na yung kunyari after rehearsals, after school, biglang magda-drive lang tayo to like, say, Batangas for some random trip to the beach. Alam mo yun, yung mga ganon, parang, and then there's a line pa in headliner na something like, the sun has set, so it's time to like, enjoy. Mm. Parang may ganon siyang vibes. So I thought that, oh my God, this the sound, the tunog, this perfectly captures that feeling na parang we're extra like adventurous, parang extra, alam mo yun, happy sa gabi. And at the same time, kunyari, when you're with barkada, you know how yung pag mga ganong random adventures, yung feeling mo at the end of it, syempre may pa-morningan yan and all that, at the end of it, parang feeling mo, we're closer. Kasi shit, we don't know what happens. I mean, sometimes yun yung mga times na dun yung mag-reveal ng mga secrets or professional love.
Ay!
Ano
grabe.
So, parang yun yung scene na na-imagine ko with headliner. Mm. That carefree adventure. Mm. Pero syempre, plus na rin na sana ma-experience ko ulit yun with 17. Oh, mag-ano. Masala, hindi sasama sa aking panaginip, di ba? So yon, that is my 17th heaven. Like a so headliner.
Yes. I love it. Ah, ganda.
Ako na.
Ikaw, Mara. Sige.
I'll start. Sige, go. Kayo ni Mara. Si Mara ating ender. Siguro, I guess siguro in the same breath as what Mon said. In a different form. Parang yung pinaka-concrete na 17th heaven na gusto kong ma-experience ngayon is just to go to Korea. My body is aching to go, as in, parang I am pulled. It's the culmination of these few years of being in this space, this beautiful space. And parang lahat ng love ko nandun, 17, all the K-dramas and all that food and all that, and just to be enveloped by that. My God, siguro makikita niyo ako sa kalsada doon, nakanganga lang.
Kasing laki like ng smile ng Daisy.
Oo, parang yung Daisy hanggang na ka.
Nakakatakot.
Tapos medyo
dilim-dilim
tayo mata. Oo. Nag-float. Nag-float din ako pataas kasi pupunta na ako heaven. What? Ayoko pa mamatay! Nakunod.
Okay, next year, go. Sige, ako na muna before si Mara because we want her to have the last answer to this question. Actually, kanina nung nagsasalita kayo, bigla ko na lang naisip like, of course, what 17 means to us and how they make us feel, why we stand and everything. And especially our conversation about yon. Ang daming feelings talaga na biglang pumasok sa akin. Tapos bigla ko lang, okay, hayaan niya na ako. Minsan lang naman ako maging cheesy. Mm-hmm. But na-realize ko, yung 17th heaven ko is my husband. Aww. Wow! I love you, baby. Bilang mag-isa ako sa bahay ngayon, nasa business trip siya. Kasi parang, like, everything that I love about 17, kasi like, they make us feel so youthful. Pinag-usapan natin, vibrancy. Mm. And how meron silang that kind of happiness. Mm. And then parang yun talaga, like whenever my husband is around, I really, really feel that. And then yung kind of friendship that they have, that friendship that doesn't demand anything, that just accepts, that just loves because it loves, parang ganon. Parang yun lang din yung nakukuha ko sa kanya. So, wala lang, ayun lang, naisip ko lang when we were talking na, siya yung 17th heaven ko. Haha! Okay, cheesiness done. Now, let's move on to Mara.
No more.
What cheesy
piya? Ano ba susundan yun?
Okay. How about you, Mara?
Yeah, for sure.
17th heaven.
I guess like the community, my 17th heaven would be the communities that have been built because of, you know, the shared love for things, for culture, yeah, for a hobby, ganyan, na parang, parang communities that are coming together again, ganon. Na parang, because I love, one of the things I love doing is building communities or like creating a space for a community, which is something like, I look back at like, how things were like nung start of the pandemic. Na parang, we were all isolated from our homes. from our homes. Mali, we were always at home. We were isolated from each other. Yeah. But we were isolated from each other. And yet, for some reason, we were able to make spaces where we can feel like we're still together, where we can talk and all of that. And because of those communities that have been built, there are changes that are happening. So, I guess something as simple as like what I am doing now, na parang what started from like two people and it's now a community and now we have like an even bigger community. It's just, and then you just get to laugh and cry together. You get to do the things you love together, ganyan. Mm. It's just so, like it gives you hope. So I think it's that, na parang the communities give me hope. And I think, I guess hinging on what you guys have said about, and what Mon said about headliner, na it gives you this kind of thrill. Na parang, I don't care what happens tomorrow. Let's go on that adventure. But as you go on that adventure with that community of yours, you have hope. It's scary the moment hope disappears and love disappears. So as long as there's that and you have people building up that hope with you, then yun, 17th heaven, you create something. So there.
Shit, that's so beautiful, Mar.
Thank you. Yeah. Tapos sana din, yung asawa, maging future asawa ko. Or si Joshua.
Si Joshua.
So yun.
Sana yun, girl.
Or like 13 husbands. Ganun, yeah. Why not?
Ang hirap. How to satisfy
all. Hawayan nyo ako kung 13.
Oh, nga, minus one.
Minus one din.
10 lang. 10 lang pala, 10 lang sa'yo.
Excuse me.
Hinagawin kong 9 kasi si Escoops na niya asawa.
So, 1 din. So, minus ano? 8.
So, hindi ka na nga lang na, Joshua.
So, Joshua. Okay. Sige.
Okay, and now we have come to this part of our program kung saan naglalaro kami ng game. And for today's episode, dahil alam naman natin na super mahilig ang 17 sa pagsiskit at sa pag-improv, parang ganun na lang din ang gagawin natin. Ito lang naman yung scenario. Dahil alam natin, we've been talking about it, that Hybe listens to us. We know that whatever we say, sinusulat nila, nililista nila, tapos nun, dumadating sa kinauukulan. So, ganito lang ang ating simpleng role play. So, ang question is, nandun kayo sa Hybe, papasok kayo sa isang kwarto. Sino yung 17 member na nandun sa kwarto at ano ang sasabihin ninyo sa member na yon? Sige, go
coming,
on.
Coming na lang from where I was going kanina about Woozy, na parang what the privilege it is to like experience what he does. So, yeah, I wanna go to his studio, his universe. One, syempre, para ma-experience yun. Like, ano yun? Kailangan ko mag-selfie-selfie kasi ano yun eh. Correct. Para siyang, what you call it, tourist attraction din yan. Anyway.
Okay. True.
So yun, as in yun lang, I just wanna, aside from thank him, makita siya in the flesh how Woozy really is. I hope he opens up though, kasi if you're saying it's just like a one-time meeting thing, he might be quiet and all that, okay. But like, pwede nga, no? One time, pero matagal. Habang nagsusulat siya. So, isang linggo ko nandun.
Tambay ka
lang. Parang pinagmamasdan ko lang siya. Sinashadow ko siya. As in, gusto
Tamaan
ko lang makita.
Sa gym.
Oo. Parang I wanna see his process talaga. Or, yeah. I don't know. Just see how he does it. Like, why? Yeah. How do you get there? Parang ganon. That's such a huge question for me. Like, I'm so grateful that he does. So, yeah. Woozy is my answer.
Okay, meron tayo, Lee Ji-hoon. Pwede naman umulit. O, oh, ikaw na, Trancy, yung tingin mo eh.
Okay, miskit na ako.
Wow!
Doble ka.
Above and beyond.
Iba.
Skit pa siya.
Medyo. Oo. Tingin naman. Pero inuno ko talaga siya eh. Sabi pa ni Mara, AU. AU na to. Totoo okay, natin go. To. Okay, in my head, okay. This is a fucking K-drama. Pasok ko ng Hybe. So, as my 17th heaven, eto na siya. Nangyari na siya. Nasa Korea na ako, and then I find myself at Hybe. And then, pag, syempre, diba, pagpasok sa building, may mga harang yon no? Pero, for some reason, may sinundan akong tao, tapos nag-lag yung, ano, yung thingy, yung barricade. Kaya nakapasok ako sa loob. Tapos parang ako like, oh my God, shit, paano tutuloy ko na ba ito? Kinakabahan ako. Super, as in, sobrang kinakabahan ako. Tapos pag-akit ko, pasok ang elevator, tapos maraming tao, tapos walang nakapansin sa akin because I look so Korean, you know? And then finally, mag-isa na lang ako sa elevator. And then, I have no choice kasi hindi ko na ma-access yung mga, ano eh, yung mga numbers, di ba? So, nung bumuka siya, pumasok na lang ako. And then, I'm in this dark hallway. Oh, Halloween! And then, at the end of this...
Ando si Vernon.
At the end of this dark hallway, may isang pintuan lang na may nagsisip out na light. So, hindi ko ma-access yung elevator. So, dumiretso na ako doon. Maybe there's someone there who can help me. And then, I open it. Pagkatapos noon, ay, shit, kinikinig ako. Ano? Pagdating ko doon, pagbukas ko ng pinto, ano pala siya, practice room nila for vocals. And of course, sino ba naman ang nagli-late night practicing doon? Kundi siya. Tawa na ako.
Siya. Siya. Si Jonghan?
Si Jonghan. Sasabihin ko dapat, si Hitman Bang?
Oo nga, si Hitman. Correct.
Okay yun, pera yun.
Ako na ako, straight to the top na ako, guys. Ababa pa ba ako? Diretso ako sa taas. Mabot na dun yung elevator eh. Mas parang ako like, oh my fucking God, I am here. Set. Elma, sa loob.
Sabi mo talaga yun.
Press down. Anyong nga sa'yo? Anyong nga sa'yo? English is only language. No Korean.
Nagsikang pang ako eh.
Tapos biglang na-fluster din siya. Kasi parang, putang na, sino tong babaeng to nandito? I guess, siguro na-fluster din siya sa beauty ko. Kaya, napalapit siya sa akin. Tapos lapit siya sa akin, parang, in his very broken English, parang, like, are you lost? Yes, I'm lost. Tapos parang, umiti siya sa akin. Tapos sabi niya, oh, okay, I'll help you go down. Tapos tumawag siya security.
And
tapos sabi ko bakit? Yun yung tanong ko. Bakit? Practical lang ako, guys. Yun ang likely mangyari. As much as I wanted to be fantasy.
Mine would be Jonghan. So baka nasa pantry to. Ina-assume ko nasa pantry. Tapos nagpe-prepare siya ng ramyun, ganyan. Tapos papasok lang ako, diretso, assuming agad na magkakilala kami. Na
parang, diba? Long-time friends.
Oo, long-time friends. Or like, known each other just for a short time, but we feel like we've known each other forever. So,
in yun.
Ganun type. Oo, ganun type. And then I'll just ask him, where do you wanna go?
Yes.
Where do you wanna go? Because, parang I see Hani as like one of the backbones and the heart of of 17. Na parang he's such a, like, he's weird. He's like, I call him my little creature because he's like meddlesome and whatever. But he has such a soft heart. And I love the way he takes care of the boys. So I will always remember what he said during in the Soup season 2. Na he wants to be that island. Na parang if you need comfort, punta ka lang. Aww. And then I won't take it against you if you leave and then you come back again. That's fine. Mm-hmm. So yung tanong ko sa kanya na, where do you wanna go? Like, what place do you wanna go to? Let's go to your own version of that island that you can go to when you feel down or you want to rest your creaky bones. Ganon. So hard relate with the creaky bones. But, you know, and then we leave once you're okay na. Ganon. Also, kasi, pero I feel like Jonghan, like my friends and I always talk about what would they do if they're not idols anymore? Or like, what would they have been? And parang in my head, parang si Hani yung parang provincial life person. Ganon. And we've seen that in 17 Club, Boys Club ba yun yung tawag? Yung they went to the farm, yung friend niya. Like, and he was so happy na ganun. Yeah. Na parang he likes being around nature and all of that. And you know, if we get to plan that.
Yeah, he likes fishing.
Sure. Why not? I mean, siya na lang mag-fish. Tapos.
Correct?
Doon na lang ako. But like, yun, something as simple as that. And also, that gives me the chance to hang out with him again. So, yun. That question, where do you wanna go? So, yun. Oh. That would be mine. Mm-hmm.
There. Okay, makakarating. Ito na, alam nyo okay. na, nakikinig ang ating Fredis trainee. Okay, pakisend po. And make sure, alam nyo po kung kanino pupunta.
Kapadala pala to.
Oshi, DK, Joshua Minghao, Dino. Huwag po maliligaw. Mag-aaway-aaway po kami.
Pwede magbigay na revision? Bibigay pala to.
Hindi, okay lang yun kasi parang magdadalawang isip siya. Sabihin niya,
bakit hindi?
Sorry.
You know what? It's exactly
sorry.
I think holiday. Exactly what ano. It's exactly what will catch DK's attention.
Oo. Oh, oh.
Because like he's something else. Alam mo 'yon.
Alam mo.
Cute ganun-ganun. Nah, that won't work.
Correct. It's a skit.
We'll catch his
soulmate
attention.
Soulmate talaga kayong dalawa, promise. Let's make it happen. But anyway, thank you so much, Mara, for joining
thank
us for this
also.
Episode. Sobrang, ang sarap ng feeling to fangirl with you. Please let our listeners know, ikaw, personal personal social media, if you want them to know and follow you. And of course, remind them again about Two Teen Tours.
Okay, so you guys can follow me at Mara's Multitudes. So that's across the board naman, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram. And then if you are looking for an experience going to the concerts here in the country, please do follow Two Teen Tours. So again, we're in all platforms, and also Try Them Tours. That's Try Them with 3 T's. So yon, we're also on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter. I still call it Twitter. I'm sorry. I'm never.
Yeah. Who doesn't call it?
Calls it X.
We never call
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Don't call
so
it.
So, yun. Hope Yay. To see you online. I hope to see you guys in real life.
For
you
know, sure.
Because it's been a while. It's been a while.
A long time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, you gotta teach us a dance.
Mm-mm. We have to attend your gusto
niyo? A challenge.
Ako sonogong.
Sige.
Pam-pam-pam. Galing ko, di ba?
Oo nga eh. Alam ko lang yung energy eh. Diba?
Oh my God. I think yes. Kailangan natin magkaroon na ano.
Di ba gano'n naman yun pag idols, after ng guesting, biglang may magpo-post ng ano, ng challenge.
Oh, challenge. Ng challenge.
Okay, let's do it now.
Ganun. Gumaganon.
Bakit parang inflatable?
Oo, kasi
nga eh.
Parang
inflatable. Yung